We have all your music news and a new artist that's about to take over. This is BHL's Next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live Next.
Season change. You know we up the stove.
We have to let this ride. Like, we can't even talk. We just have to.
Fuck around and get locked. You ain't never coming home with it. Look, my nigga, I came from the sewer. Don't shit on my past. You ain't come from a newer. You see reason and you see L.A. But bitch, I ain't come from no ruin. Just know all my niggas, we struggle for it. Have to hustle for it, cry puddles for it. My pops watch his sister get locked for it. I done see my niggas get knocked for it. Like, give me that. I carry the llama like a piggyback. I carry my city like guilt that ain't got no forgiveness. No way out, shit, we locked in the system. Catch a case and they not gonna forgive you. White skin, you be out before Christmas. Shit, auntie missed 8 of those days. Tears from it, had to pray those days, had to slave those days. Shit, we had to hit up a couple hood giveaways those days. Thank God for every inch that he gave us. Thank God for everything, cause he made us. Like when that car bit the block, 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 hit the homie, but we made it to ER and he saved us. Thinking that he could have died, nigga, we was praying.
I'm so impressed. Like, I'm looking at you like, damn, like you really came. You came up with all of this. This is amazing.
To be honest, it's like a big deal for me too, cause when I turned the verse in, it wasn't like, the song wasn't like that. So, like, I was, like, super impressed with, like, everything that Kendrick and the engineers and just all the musicians did with the song. Because it was just, like, very, very, not basic, but it wasn't all of the, you know, the violins and the strings and how dramatic it sounds. Like, it wasn't like that. You know what I mean?
I love this song. Guys, in case you don't know, the voice you just heard is Reason, and he's in studio right now. Reason, let them know where they can find you on social media.
What's up? It's Reason. You can find me on Instagram at IamReasonOfficial and on Twitter at IamReason.
And guys, it's your host, Raylan T. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren. It's BHL Online Next. Reason, I'm so happy to have you here.
I know, I'm excited.
I'm excited. So happy. Yeah.
And rarely do I do interviews with like people that are actually friends. So,
I know. What I mean? So that's what I'm saying. It's like, because I know how talented you are. Yeah. I'm like, people need to hear you.
Thank you.
So,
I appreciate that.
But the song you guys just heard is off Marvel's Black Panther soundtrack. And in case you guys don't know, by Monday, this movie is going to have an estimated $387 million.
I saw that, which is crazy. Like, and this is just huge in general, just for it to be the Black the first Black superhero movie.
Right?
And I was reading this article where this is for all the like actual Marvel fans that follow all the movies and whatnot.
Yeah.
There's always been a stereotype about Marvel movies that like they can't do like a mostly Black cast, or they can't do a marketing campaign that's political and like a bunch of different stuff like that. And so this movie has shattered like all the stereotypes for Marvel. So this is
definitely
a big step forward for them as well.
Yeah. And I feel like with all the success this movie gets, you're a part of everything, like every step, because you're a part of this project.
Yeah.
Like I said, the Black Panther soundtrack, amazing.
Yeah.
Seasons is the song. Mm-hmm. But tell me a little bit about the song, because I feel like you gave a glimpse of where you're from and a little bit about who you are in this song. So what's the story behind it?
Yeah, definitely. So the song, the direction of it, and shout out the artist, Sava. He's a South African artist.
Mm-hmm.
And the direction of the song was supposed to be talking about the struggle and kind of like uplifting from the ground, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main reason why the only three English words you can really hear in the hook is poverty, jealousy, and negativity.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was working with TDE, they pretty much just told me to, you know, be you, but stay on the path of talking about, you know, coming up from the struggle, whatever it may be. You don't have to necessarily, you know, say anything about the movie or anything, but just make it fit, which was perfect for me because most of my music is about that anyway. You know what I mean? So it was like a very, very at-home verse for me.
Yeah, especially because this movie takes place, well, not takes place, but it has Oakland, you know?
Exactly.
In it. Mm-hmm. And you talk about where you're from.
Yeah, exactly.
And, yeah, I love this song so much. But first of all, first things first, have you seen the movie?
I have seen the movie, yes.
Yeah?
I've seen the movie.
What are your thoughts?
I thought it was amazing. I actually, like, I was a little bit nervous just because I'm kind of like a big conspiracy person, so I was like, don't give us our first movie and like make it like bad, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was actually a really, really good movie. I'm like excited. I'm like praying that they do another Black Panther 2.
Yes.
And it just made me even more excited to see him. I'm a big Marvel fan, so I followed but to see him in the next movie they're coming out with, like an Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah.
So it made me super excited to see him in that.
So you're a Marvel fan, that's good.
Yeah, I'm a big Marvel fan. So.
But back to the music for this movie, we have Kendrick Lamar who helped produce this all together.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say about the song, Seasons?
So it's
I know funny. A lot of people want to know.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's funny how it happened. We were in a, it's a big studio in Santa Monica, and a lot of artists are there, you know what I mean? Like randomly. And so I met, we were just in there working, me and some of my producers, and it just so happened that Top Dog was there.
Mm-hmm.
And out of nowhere, it was maybe like 4 a.m. So it was really a story of being in the right place at the right time. And there was a guy that walked in with a hard drive, and he was like, hey, Top Dog wants you to listen to this. And so they played the record, and it was Sava on it, and it was Mozzie, and it just had a blank verse. And then Top walked in a little bit afterwards and was like, hey, it's for the Black Panther soundtrack. Dot needs to turn in some verses. We're waiting for a verse from an artist. I'm not going to say his name, but he had been taking a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was like, Kendrick wants to, you know, see what you would do with it. And, you know, if he likes it, there's a good chance that it could be on the Black Panther album. It's one of the spotlight songs that Kendrick is really working on. And so he was like, so just take a couple of days, get it done. And he left, and then he came back like 15 minutes later, and he was just saying bye or whatever. And I was like, well, do you want to hear the verse? Because I just wrote the verse real quick. I was like, I'm not going
to. How long did it take you to write that verse?
Literally like 15 minutes, like really, really fast. Yeah, like extremely,
15 minutes?
Yeah, like really, really fast. I wrote the verse. Like we were literally packing up, and we just put it on, and I wrote it really quick. And then like by the time my engineer and stuff was done packing up, I was done with the verse. So we just recorded it right there and then played it for Top. Top loved it. He had me go over there and play it for Dot, which was like a huge, you know, moment for me personally in my career. Played it for him. Dot loved it, but I still wasn't sure if it was going to be on the soundtrack until maybe about like a month and a half after that. Dot had actually texted me. I don't know how he got my number, but he texted me. And he was asking me to change the opening two lines.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when I was like, okay, well, he wouldn't be considering using it if he wasn't, he was asking me to change something, you know what I mean? So changed the opening two lines, got it back to him later that day. And then maybe about a month after that, I got the confirmation it was going to be on there.
That is so exciting.
Yeah, so I was super excited.
What does your family say?
Well, it's funny because, you know, my parents are a little old. So like my mom didn't even, she didn't even like know what Black Panther was.
No!
Like, All she does when she watches TV, she watches recorded shows. She doesn't watch commercials. So she had no idea what Black Panther was.
Do they know now?
They know now, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And my dad knew, but he just didn't realize how big of a deal it was.
Yes.
But he knew that there was a movie coming out, you know what I mean? And he knew that I was on the soundtrack. He was a little confused about kind of like what a soundtrack is. Like he was a little confused about that. Cause so he assumed that like the entire soundtrack was mine. And I was like, no, I wish, but no, it's not mine. Like, so he thought that me and Kendrick did a soundtrack together, like just us two.
Yeah.
I was like, no, there's a bunch of people on it, but they were super, super proud and excited and stuff like that. So,
Oh my gosh. So amazing. So wait, this soundtrack guys has stars. Wait, what is it called? Stars.
All the stars of SZA.
And then we have Pray For Me with The Weeknd.
Mm-hmm.
And those are already on Billboard, like
already,
skyrocketing on Billboard charts right now.
Yeah, crazy.
Did you get to meet any of the other artists that are featured on the soundtrack?
I've met a couple. I've met mainly just like the TDE crew. Shout out to them. That's just like, you know, family, and they're just super, super down to earth. So, you know, I met SZA, Schoolboy Q, Abso. I'm trying to remember.
Which one do you want to like work with next? Now that you've like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. To be honest with you, like being in LA is like, TDE is such a big deal in LA. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
That it's really just like any of them that I would be able to get on a, you know, do a project with or a song.
It'll make
with
magic. Any,
exactly.
Yeah.
It would be amazing. So, but I do shout out to J-Rock. I do have two records with J-Rock. So
I
do
love have two records. J-Rock.
Yeah, Top has been like super, super. Just like literally like from the first day I met him, kind of just like treated me like family, you know what I mean? And so I just so happened another right place, right time situation. And me and J-Rock have two songs, and we were in the studio for maybe like 8 hours. He played me a lot of his album. Mm-hmm. His album is crazy. So definitely everybody go get his album when it comes out. I think people are going to be super, super surprised and happy. The real J-Rock fans are going to be happy that he came back so strong. So
you keep talking about right place and right time. So I'm going to go back a little bit.
Okay.
Before Black Panther, before you were on here, you had an album. There you have it.
There you have it.
And
yeah.
Do you know it's going to hit like a 1 year anniversary in May?
I know.
Are you going to do anything? Are you going to drop some new music before then?
I'm thinking about it. So we're actually, if we get the business right, we're planning a re-release of There You Have It, just because it did so well locally that I've been blessed enough to have some business endeavors to make it a little bit more global, you know what I mean? So we are planning a re-release. So the hope is that the re-release will be out before the album, and then we can do something on like the day that the album came out.
I know There You Have It is like on certain music platforms. So for people who are watching this interview or people who are now familiar with you because they've heard this soundtrack, what would you describe the sound on There You Have It? What can they expect?
Yeah, definitely. I would describe it as like kind of like a dark, soulful sound. It's dark. There You Have It. I had a project before There You Have It called The Free Album. And so The Free Album was really heavily based on like who Rob was, like my actual person before I started rapping. You know what I mean? And so it was all of my music talks about my life. So that was what The Free Album was really heavily influenced on who I was before that. There You Have It was very influenced by me kind of coming into the lifestyle of being Reason, seeing people treat me different, seeing, you know, certain people, like who my friends really are, whose family, you know, who's out to just, you know, use me for the things that I've accomplished, and just who's really there for me. So it's really like a story around that. So it's a little bit darker than the Free Album, but it is very soulful still in a way. So
I'm like wanting everybody to listen to your music now. So see, if they heard this opening bar that we just introduced the show to, like, come on. So when's the next time that we can expect some music from you? Like, what's up and coming for Reason?
So I have a record called The Soul. That'll be the next song that I come out. I have a video already shot.
I was wondering that because I'm like, we do not have any visuals from you. We kind of do, but you have to really go in the archives to find them.
Well, I've been planning like a big re-release and like a lot of big things for this year. So we had to take down a lot of stuff off of YouTube. So I had to take down like 3 videos off of YouTube. I actually had to take There You Have It off of iTunes. But it'll, like I said, we're getting ready for a re-release, so it'll be back out. But The Soul will be the first song that comes out. That'll probably be dropping like within the next month, followed by a couple other like straggler songs, and then There You Have It again, and then maybe about a month and a half after There You Have It, we'll start rolling out some new music. But I do have like an entire album already kind of tucked away, pretty much done. It's like 85% done,
just waiting on it.
Then I also started recently working on an EP as well, just because I've had so much free time. I've never been this ahead on music, you know what I mean?
Really?
Since we have to do a re-release, it's like I've just had so much free time, and so I probably have like 60 or 70 songs that are just kind of like tucked away. So it's just a matter of putting them and making them make sense.
You know
what I mean, for a project.
So you were raised in Carson, California.
Raised in Carson, California.
So how does someone from Carson, California be at the level where you're at right now? And you know, you're still new in the game,
definitely.
But you're accomplished a lot still. How do you manage to do all this?
I think it's really big on just like consistency. I tell a lot of like artists, there's a lot of artists that have been doing music for like 8, 9, 10 years, and I'm blessed enough to have only been doing it for like 3.5, but have been, you know what I mean, at the level that I am. But I tell everybody, just because you've been doing something for 10 years doesn't mean that you were doing it the right way. You know what I'm saying? You can do something for 10 years, but the last 2 years you do it the right way and then everything starts clicking, you know? So, you know, anybody that's an artist, the first thing that you have to understand is that this is a pay-to-play business regardless. So if you don't have any capital, you need to be finding ways to have some money to do things the right way, and just have pride in what you do and be consistent. Like, if you're going to do a music video, don't let the homie that has a camera
on your iPhone.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, unless you have a dope idea that fits the iPhone or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, shout out to Iman Europe. She had a dope video that was like Snapchat, like watching a story. The whole video was like that, and it was like switching story, you know what I mean? So that's something that you can shoot on your iPhone. Is dope,
like,
you know what
innovative.
I mean?
Exactly,
it's innovative.
But nothing just...
But like, just take pride. Like, if you think that you should be famous, like, treat yourself like you're famous. Don't compete with the people that are local. Like, compete with the people that you're trying to be like. You know what I mean? If J. Cole has a dope video, you should be trying to make a video that can at least stand in the same room as his video. You know what I mean? Or whatever. So,
definitely.
Yeah, just take pride in your work. You know, put money, invest into yourself, and then be consistent. We're in an era where if people forget about you, they forget about you. It's
definitely
hard to get it back. You know
I always say, like, right now, and especially this time with social media, with everything, you know, advocating for yourself will definitely get you really far.
Exactly.
And speaking of advocating for yourself, you were doing that with your hashtag Reason Fridays.
I was.
Now, let the people know what Reason Fridays is.
So Reason Fridays was like me, my brother, and my business partner, LT. We all got together at the beginning of last year and was thinking about, you know, ways to be consistent. And so Reason Fridays was our way of saying, you know, we used to reach out to all these famous people and ask for help. We were just like, you know what? We're going to stop reaching out to people. We're going to just start, kind of like you said, advocating for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so consistency. Every Friday I did a freestyle over a beat. Sometimes I let platforms pick the beat. Sometimes I let fans pick the beat. And we would just make sure that, you know, we stayed consistent every single Friday, made sure it was high quality.
Yes.
And we just built up a lot of momentum, even to the point where Baller Alert actually.
Yes, I was going to say, Baller Alert was picking you up. Yeah. Everybody was had eyes on you.
Yeah, it was
so
dope.
Guys, this is Reason Fridays. It's just, I don't know. You're welcome.
Reason Fridays. Look, wait. I'm a hustler, baby. Born in the 90s, but cut from the 80s. Wait, been trying to chill, but it's tough to be lazy. Hit chicks like luxury cars, cause I was just in a Lexus. Now I'm fucking Mercedes. Wait, after that, I'm out. He dip off in a four wheeler. I'm old school, like Young Jeezy and Go Get It. Ain't buying no bullshit, cause snakes come sold with it. Money sticking out like the nipples on cold bitches. I'm trying to grow old with it. The real back, nigga. So tell that nigga hatin', we don't feel that, nigga. You gotta take a nigga spot. I'm here back in it. So like black kidnappings, but I'm still that nigga. The work got harder, the bills got thicker. My girl got badder, my ex got bitter. Pockets healthy cause the flow got sicker. Best nigga out, I said that, nigga. A fat bitch phone, nothing but headshots, nigga. The spot, they gotta give it to me. That's hovin' for real. My auntie used to play the block and had the coca for sale. My cousin life is so dangerous that I hope he in jail. Was hard lying to my ex because she know me too well. Get money and cash rules, go nuts like cashews. Get on a beat, snap like a bitch in a bad mood.
Yo, that's crazy to watch that. Like,
wait, how long ago was that?
Yeah, that was like almost a year ago. That was maybe like I want to say like 3 weeks before There You Have It came out. Yeah, but
that
shout out Nikki really quick, creative NLB. She shot. I owe her a lot for those Reason Fridays. She made sure that she pulled up every single week and had something edited like every single week. You know what I mean? To make sure that, and that's tough to do. And she just did it off the love, just off of being there. You know what I mean? Always helping out and stuff. But that's crazy to watch that though, because I haven't listened to those in like forever. I need to get back to.
Are you gonna double say? Are you gonna bring Reason Fridays back?
It's funny. My brother said that he was like, we can make that like the thing that we do before projects release,
yes,
like just something that
definitely.
We do every single time that whenever I'm gonna have a project release, we do those.
Because what was the feedback when you posted?
It was crazy.
This?
Like
I know we know Baller Alert, but
exactly.
I know there's so
but it was just
many
like it was
people.
A consistent like a consistent following every single. I was gaining like maybe 200 to 300, sometimes 500 followers a week just because people were sharing it, reposting it, sending it to people. You know what I mean?
So yeah.
It was crazy, like the level of momentum. Like the first 2 weeks were kind of dry, but after that, it just kind of picked up and took off. And then when Baller Alert posted it, I gained like 2,000
followers. What was
followers.
That? Like
yeah.
They already had like a mil already or like
yeah,
way well, more than that.
It was
that.
Crazy. I was at work and I thought something happened because my phone just started blowing up. And I was in a meeting at work and my phone just started blowing up, going crazy. And so then my dad called me like 3 times. So when he called me like 3 times, I asked to step out the meeting really quick. And when I'm stepping out, my brother's calling me. And he was just like yelling, like, you on Baller Alert? Like, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. And so it was just crazy. And then I looked at my Instagram. It was a bunch of people, you know, just hitting me up. You know, you see platforms like that with like millions of mm-hmm. followers, but you don't realize the power of social media until something like that happens. And then you see how many people like pay
attention.
The
effect it has,
yeah. You know what I mean? So it was crazy. It was crazy. That was a huge blessing, though.
Well, hopefully we bring back Reason Friday.
Yeah, it just like reminded me watching it like that.
Yeah,
it's super fun. Like I like to be able to rap and not have to like talk about much. Like just like do the whole bar and
yeah.
Metaphor
what so
thing,
for
yeah.
Reason Fridays? Are you just freestyling?
It's just like not necessarily freestyling. I won't take credit for that. You know, because there's people that out there can just really off the top of their head. But it's like kind of like a freestyle writing, if that makes sense. Like when I write a song, I'm very like direct and like, okay, this is what I want to talk about, and I structure it and I'm very strategic. When I'm doing that, I'm just like the first thing that comes to my mind, I'm just like writing it down exactly. Writing it down. And it's just all about what's the most clever thing that I can possibly say that makes people go back and say like, damn, he said that, you know what I mean? So that's all it is. So it's fun though, it's really fun.
Well, Reason, you're my guest, but I want you to be my co-host when we get into these next topics. Are you ready?
Okay, cool.
Okay, so this is Next in Music. I don't know if you know. Well, of course you know. God's Plan. I hear that that's a song that you like,
yes,
huh?
Yes, I like God's Plan a lot.
Did you see the video?
I did see the video. That's probably
the budget?
Yeah.
That's, almost a mil?
That's probably one of the best music videos I've seen.
Did you cry?
I didn't, but I did. But I
was like,
just,
did you cry?
Yeah, I like when artists like do stuff like that. Like, yes. You know, giving back, like, regardless. I saw like somebody, like some random person left a negative comment and was like,
what did it say?
They were like, oh, it's not his money, it's the label's money. I'm like, so what? Like, yeah, exactly. I'm like, yeah, like, you're
come on.
Like, it's not even about that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's about the fact that he could have shot a crazy video with $1 million budget. Yeah. He could shoot a crazy video and, you know, he still shot a crazy video. Like, you know, so that was dope. Yeah, that was really dope.
I know. He's challenging everybody to do something nice. In case you hadn't seen the video, I do have the link of the video for you guys to see it, but is Drake an artist that you would like to work with in the future?
100%. Drake yeah? is like, to me, he's one of the greatest of our time, you know what I mean?
And, yeah.
Just when you talk about like strategically and just everything he does just makes sense at the moment, you know what I mean? And
definitely.
Super, super well-versed, almost too... like well-rounded to the point that sometimes I'm like, damn, I want Drake to rap more. I want him to do this. But it's like, he's so talented that it's like, it's hard to cover everything that he can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? You give me a vibe of more like, you know, I feel like every artist has like, you know, a category. Like, yeah, I feel like the top three is like, you have like a Kendrick, you have a J. Cole, and you have like a Drake,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And I feel like you fit like right in between like the J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar vibe for
that's
sure.
That's a huge compliment.
Yeah.
J. Cole is one of my favorite artists.
Because you're just
artists,
such a lyricist, you know?
Yeah.
You're to where you have to really pay attention, to where Drake can do a song like this very mainstream where you don't really have to pay attention to the lyrics
exactly.
like that.
Yeah,
you know
it just
mean?
Has the vibe or the feeling.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like
but
that,
you have to really pay attention, which a lot of people want more of, you know, from artists, and you're delivering it.
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely like a void. In the culture that's missing. And when I say that, boy, I don't want to like offend anybody that doesn't, you know, that's not a lyricist, but it is something that isn't as popular these days, you know what I mean? Because it's very hard for lyricists to make good music that really hits. And so I feel like that's kind of like the balance that's kind of off is that it's hard to do both, to be a lyricist and make good music. And so it takes a lot of practice and patience to be able to do that. But I do definitely consider myself a lyricist and I take everything that I say like extremely serious in songs. I don't just write stuff just to write it. So yeah.
I feel like the world appreciates it.
Yeah.
So next segment, next or nah, I don't know if you know this, but Best Buy is going to stop selling CDs.
I did not know
did
that.
You?
Wow, that is
CDs are over. And then Target's going to be the next retailer to stop selling CDs.
Is there like a, is it just like a, like CDs are old type of thing?
That's what I'm saying. And I miss CDs.
Yeah,
personally, like, I miss like opening up a CD, taking the artwork
like
out.
I like the book.
Yes,
stuff like that,
looking at who they're thanking, looking at the lyrics, but no more.
Wow, okay. Well, I definitely say, is it, it's
next or nah?
Next or nah?
Yeah.
Well, I guess, or nah is like bad, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so or nah. I definitely say or nah to that. Yeah, I'm really big, and I actually, like, if I get somebody's CD, well, shout out to Nipsey, I'm about to go buy his...
Victory Lap.
Yeah, Victory Lap is crazy. So anytime I get a CD and I listen to it on Apple Music, if I really, really like it, I go buy the physical copy. And so I'm actually about to go get his. But, yeah, that's whack, though. They should definitely still sell CDs or just, like, lower the quantity or something like that. Like, yeah, I don't think that they need to go
Tuesdays used
it.
To be the day. Like, back in the day, Tuesday is the day where you buy the newest album.
Yeah, and you race, you hurry up and race to the
store. Yeah, and so, it's like cheaper definitely. That week or whatever when it first drops.
Yeah.
Are you going to do anything like have a physical album or like vinyl?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do, we just started looking into vinyls, but I'm definitely going to have physical copies.
Yeah. I didn't know how big vinyls were,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, vinyls are like,
they're
really,
like coming
really
back. So
yeah,
maybe
like,
the CDs
like the
will
thing
come back.
Now. It's, especially because they have like the vinyls now that, can just turn into MP3s on your computer. So you like put it on and then you hook it up to your ear. So vinyls are
look
kind
at
of like, yeah, exactly. It's kind
look
of
look at
like
Wakanda with the technology. You have to watch Black Panther to get it. It's a
Black
Panther
joke.
You got to watch it
joke.
To get it. Oh my gosh. So I want to play God's Plan video before you go so that people can see it.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think that this video should get, I saw like it had, like 7 million views already.
Yeah,
which
I'm just.
I don't know if that's like a lot for Drake, but I kind of feel like that was low for the amount. Like for what the video was, I felt like it should have had way more views than that already. You know what I mean?
I'm excited for you to have a music video.
I know. I'm excited for me to have a music video.
I'm like so excited because like the way you rap. And
I
then putting things together. So imagine that and then your mental coming together to put a music video.
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely. Like, I'm super excited
insane.
To be able to shoot one, like, with a real budget. Because I had some, but it was like, you know, I was all out of my pocket, so it wasn't hard. But I want to be able to, like, have, like, one of those sky's the limit type videos where we just... think of something creative to do and then do it.
Well, when you do, let me know. We'll play it up on here. Oh, yeah, on
of
next.
Course. Of course, always.
Well, Reason, it was so good having you. I don't know what happened to my God's Plan video, but you guys go on YouTube and look for the God's Plan video.
Definitely.
It'll
definitely.
Make your day. And it'll help you do something nice. And what you can do to do something nice for other people is look up Reason definitely. On his socials. Mm-hmm. Support him. Support his music. Reason, let them know where they can find you on social media.
Definitely. Find me on Instagram. I am Reason Official. Twitter, I am underscore Reason. And everybody go get the Black Panther sound. This is really like one of the dopest soundtracks like for a movie that I've heard in a long time.
No, it's amazing. That's what I'm saying. I'm so congratulations.
Thank you.
For you to be a part of such an epic project like that.
Yeah.
So young.
It's a blessing.
Just starting, only rapping for what, 3 years?
Yeah, like 3.5 years, yeah.
And look at all the stuff you have accomplished. Reason, thank you so much for being here. Guys, it's Raylan T. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren. Follow all things BHL at BHL Online, and I will see you next Sunday. Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, @KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.